North Dakota Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner is working on a proposal for what he's calling a gap bonding program for infrastructure projects.
The cost of servicing bonds right now is very low. It's less than 2%. In fact, it's around 1.7%, and it's going to stay that way, they figure, for another 2 to 3 years before it starts raising.
Wardner says he has a list of these projects, which include things like Minot Flood Control, the FM Diversion Project, and the Red River Valley Water Supply Project.
We're going to do them anyway. We can do them now, and they'll cost a lot less than if we do them 10 years from now or 8 years from now.
To pay for the bonds, Wardner is proposing using a stream of money from the proceeds of the state's legacy fund.
And that would be getting legacy money then out into the communities dealing with infrastructure, especially water infrastructure and some other things that go along with that, roads and bridges and things of that nature.
Wardner says that bill is a work in progress. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.